Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. May the peace of Allah the Almighty be upon all of us. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His great reward for this crowd that they came today in this month of Ramadan, in the last 10 days, the 10 days of the freedom from the hellfire. Ramadan is not just only abstaining from food or drink, but also to share and to give to all humanity. So you being here today, just to raise a sign to stop what we've been calling for more than 60 years. 60 years passed, and the killing, destruction, not just only for buildings and cities and countries, but also destruction of the human, destruction of the people who were peaceful at the time. They never hold any guns against anyone. But the international community made the decision. So Palestine will be given away under the eyes and hearts of the Arab Muslim leaders at that time. And since then the struggle of these people and all the people of the world to bring back justice, equality and peace. And today, as we're calling for the International Day of Al-Quds, the holy shrine where it has all what we say in the Holy Quran, as you heard it just a few minutes ago, it used to be the first Qibla, the first direction where Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon him, and most of the prophets after him, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, used to pray to, until the revelation came to change the Qibla. Palestine is not just only for Palestinians, because that shrine is the icon of Muslims all over the world. And here we are from every corner of the world, representing to stand for justice, for peace, and for equality. Today, as we hear the atrocities that happen in the Holy Land and happen at the place where we should be standing all together all over the world to stand and support and liberate. Now, liberation, it has too many avenues to go through. We all here in the free land to stand and to campaign, those they are in the decision maker, to stop what I read, stop the support of aggression, stop the support and provide this money that you support the aggression for, to support jobs and education at our homeland here in the United States of America. It is not the job of others, it's our job. We have to unite, not just to unite by words, but by action, to carry on everything that we learn in the history, to bring it, to be at the forefront, that people will see the aggression. You have an honest, sincere, devoted people, our Christian brothers, and also our Jewish brothers in this country here. They will stand with us to support us against the aggressions that's happened back there in our homelands. Brothers and sisters, we have to learn to work together and support each other to bring this up to the forefront. I see the modest attendance today. I see it and I understand. It is a time that people are working and people are fasting, but we have to carry the message. And if we can, one-on-one in every place, whether at work, at universities, at our institutions, and at the media, we have to bring this to the attention of every man or woman. They love peace and they love justice. Today, I'm so proud of you, and I pray that God Almighty will protect each and every one of you and those they brought us all together to support an honorable and holy cause, to stand for Al-Aqsa, to stand for Al-Quds, to stand to bring this to the attention of the world, that this is never forgotten, and we will never forget. We always have to work together, hand in hand, with all the international peace-loving community to bring this to the forefront, to these decision makers, whether in Washington, or in London, or in Paris, or at the United Nations, to bring to the attention that people are dying with the money that the taxpayer are paying, and supporting them with weapons, and so on and so forth. I pray and cry in the last 10 days of Ramadan that those they are a leader in the Muslim world, those they are the ones that really support, and it is a shame to say it, they support many aggressions in their own country. We pray and cry that God Almighty empower their hearts to work for justice and peace, and help to liberate the first Qibla of the Muslims. And for the Jews and for the Israelis, we will say to them the word that the time is going to come. You've been subjected to what we call the Holocaust. Why are you subjecting the people to the same thing? You sacrificed and you did have the aggressions at the time, and you stand against it. So why you repeat it to the peaceful people of Palestine? We call upon those, they have the wisdom, and they need to realize and realize that this time, the time that we are standing for, we live all in a small village, and we have to stand to liberate and to stand for justice, justice for all. May God Almighty grant you peace at your heart, and help you and support you, and grant you a great reward for coming out today to stand and support on this day, the International Day of Al-Quds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward and protect each and every one of you. And let's say again, peace be with you, and inshallah, liberation for Al-Quds and Palestine. May Allah bless you and reward you.